Welcome back, folks. You're here with us for football on WTFN. I'm Ken Blankenship, here with my partner, Phil Cuckold, to bring you another arousing day of man-on-man action.
We're late in the fourth quarter now, with the Tennessee Trash Pandas trailing the Arizona Army Ants. It is a hot one here today in Tennessee, with the temperature at 95 degrees. There's 15% humidity, and the dew point
And they don't give a shit. So, the Army Ants are kicking off to the Trash Pandas now. Schlong is deep for the Trash Pandas, and fields the ball to 15. He runs, he dodges, he runs. Oh, dear mother of God, he just got speared. First down, Trash Pandas.
This has been a great matchup today, Ken. These two teams have fought hard all game long.
Fought hard? Let's be honest, both of these teams are absolute garbage, and this game has been a travesty, a full-on insult to the game of American football. The people in the stands here are all wasting their time, and if you're watching this stinker of a game at home, I genuinely have to question your decision-making skills. Shit, I get paid to be here, and I almost didn't show. Phil, any predictions for the end of this game?
Well, Ken, I think that is up to the offenses now. Whichever team managed to put more points on the board has a great shot at earning a win this afternoon.
Insightful as always, Phil.
Jenkins fires across the middle for 15 yards. Look at that tight spiral.
Tightest thing I've seen since your wife's ass last night, Phil. Jenkins rushes them back to the line and places his hands gently under Johnson's taint. He takes the snap, steps back, has great protection, and launches the ball downfield, 50-yard completion.
Ken, the Army Ants are just not penetrating the Pandas' defenses. Jenkins fires again. Touchdown! What a throw! What a catch! What a great opening drive for Tennessee!
Jablomi with a touchdown catch there. He begins his touchdown celebration now. He's down on the ground. It appears to be miming the act of lovemaking directly onto the football. Phil, I'll be honest, I'm not sure if I'm disgusted by this display or slightly aroused.
Just no place for antics like that in this league, Ken.
Phil, you're absolutely right. The place for antics like that is, what's your wife's address again?
On that note, we're going to have to take a commercial break. Today's game is sponsored by How the Chief Stole Christmas in theaters now, and by Crackle, for when Netflix is too expensive, but suicide is too scary.
This Christmas, witness a heartwarming tale for the entire family.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Out of my face, rascal. I hate Christmas. Get, I said scram.
In a town full of holiday cheer, one man was a Scrooge with attitude.
Oh, hey there, pretty lady. Yeah, I'll deck your halls. I love all of my ho-ho-hos.
But soon he'll learn the spirit of Christmas.
A bottle of Hennessy? For me? Oh, you shouldn't have.
And let the joy of the season into his heart.
And down in Whatville, they say that the chief's dick grew three sizes that day.
How the Chief Stole Christmas. In theaters now.
This film is in no way, shape, or form related to How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss, and is not sponsored or endorsed by the estate of Theodore Geisel. The chief character and multimedia franchise is a work of fiction and does not take inspiration from real-life events, persons, or other fictional works. Any similarities to persons living or dead is completely coincidental.
Are you tired of paying for Netflix?
Yeah.
What if I told you that there's a free streaming site?
That sounds great.
What if I told you that the content selection is poor?
That sounds less good. What do they have?
I'll be honest, not much. But we're now streaming a gritty drama on the beloved character, Chief Wamico.
Beloved sounds like a stretch, but I'll watch anything to avoid the horror of my idle mind. Sign me up!
Sign up for Crackle today!
And we're back. While we were away, the game was stalled due to a fan making their way onto the field.
Let's just call a spade. It was a streaker. Good-looking one at that. Make sure Dave in the film department gets me some of that footage.
Play resumes with the Army Ants offense taking the field. This could be their final drive in the now tied game. Does their QB, Bo Braggins, have what it takes to bring them down the field for points?
From what I've seen, Phil, absolutely not. I'd more trust that streaker running the offense before Bo here. At least she'd be easier on the eyes.
Braggins drops back down and completes a pass across their own 35-yard line. The drive starts well, but the clock continues to tick. And the Army Ants are out of timeouts.
And soon to be out of hope. And for many of the schmucks on the sideline, out of a job, too.
Cox manages to pick up a first and get out of bounds. They are getting close to the field goal range, and their clock is stopped. But only 10 seconds remain.
Not close enough, though, for a field goal, Phil. They're gonna need to sling it.
Braggins fires downfield, and it is intercepted! Schlong intercepts Bo's pass and is going downfield. Schlong is going to pound it all the way deep down the Army Ants end zone. Touchdown! Game over! Trash Pandas win!
Woo! Yeah, cool. All right, cool. Well, hey, I've got a spot reserved over at the Gentleman's Club, so I'm out of here. But let's first send it down to Melinda on the sidelines for a post-game interview.
I'm here with Peter Schlong, who made this game-winning play. Peter, how did it feel to win the game?
It was awesome.
And how will you and your family celebrate the win and this Christmas season?
Well, my kids want to go to the cinemas, go see that new Chief Christmas movie, so we're going to go there. They're always playing that space one at my house, so hey, I guess we got to go.
And there we have it, folks. Great win by the Trash Pandas. This was another WTFN production, presented by Crackle.